Well, later tonight, we'll find out who the Illini open the Big Ten tournament against. It's either going to be against Indiana or Rutgers. I think they play at 7:30 tonight. Is that right, Neil? Is that a 7:30 game? I think it is. And the winner will advance to the quarterfinal round against the Illini at the Big Ten tournament, who are the number two seed. And that in itself is a bone of contention. Let's bring in from IlliniGuys.com. You hear his reports every day during the 3 o'clock hour. Mike Kegley. Mike, how are you? Welcome to WJBC.
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's talk about this because Illini Athletic Director Josh Whitman, we've talked about this here on the station. Everybody's talked about this. The Illini think that they should be at least recognized as co-champions, regular season co-champions in the Big Ten. They beat Michigan. Michigan has claimed and is, in fact, the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament, so they're the regular season champion. Josh Whitman wrote a scathing letter to the Big Ten saying that their decision not to allow Illinois to be co-champs with Michigan will, quote, forever live in infamy. So yeah, what do you think about all this?
Well, I'm not certain that it'll forever live in infamy, but I do think that one of the big things is Illinois is not asking for Michigan to lose anything. They're not asking for Michigan to not be champions. They're just saying that there should be two champions. You know, when you look at if this was a baseball type of situation, Illinois would actually be a half game ahead, and they would be declared the winner. And I think what, Josh is pointing at is that when you redid the rules during the football season to adjust for Ohio State, that means that a decision that you had made earlier in the season before you had all the facts in front of you would be something that could be talked about and you might be able to make a little bit of a change. And ultimately, I think the Illini play pretty well when they have a chip on their shoulder. So there's a part of me as an Illini fan who wants to see them win that I would rather see the Big Ten say no, and then let's let Io, Kofi, and Coach Underwood be a little bit fired up when they go into that tournament, and let's see what they can do with that.
Yeah, I think deep down inside, I think Brad Underwood and Josh Whitman are both hoping against hope that Michigan either gets knocked off before they get to the final, which would prove a point, or that they're standing right there with them on the court on Sunday for the final game to give them the chance to beat them a second time. But you know that the pregame speech, if they get to that game, that Brad Underwood gives is going to be full of fire.
Oh, what would you pay to be a fly on the wall for that speech? Coach Underwood, if you ever get a chance to go to practice, is a gentleman who knows how to fire people up, and he's got some very colorful and entertaining language. And I'm certain that he's going to come with it. And, of course, his whole theory has been, I don't care who's in front of us, we're going to win. And I think the Illini are going to try to, enact that plan and execute it. They've done a fantastic job winning 11 of their last 12. But this is a very, very talented Big Ten. And if they can go 3-0 to win the title, that's quite an accomplishment considering who they could run into. You could play a very tough Rutgers team. You could play, you could go up against Iowa, who's, one of those teams that's, fifth ranked in the country. And then you could cap that off by beating Michigan, ranked number four. That's one heck of a three-game series to walk out and say you're champions. And I would love to see the Illini playing with all the intensity that they can, because I think they'll need all of it to do well over a course of 3 days.
Now, one of my colleagues here at WJBC, Neil Doyle, pointed out before we brought you on the air that a lot of his friends who are ardent Illini fans, he senses they're a little bit nervous about this weekend. Are the Illini fans that a little bit nervous? Because, when you're a high C, a lot is expected. So there's pressure.
Well, we are Illini fans, So one of the things about being an Illini fan is you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. But I think as I look at it right now, you know, this team has been extremely good at winning a possession-by-possession game. And when you get into the tournament, particularly the NCAA tournament, but even in the in the conference tournaments, a lot of these games become grinders where it's being able to execute each possession down the court and then being able to get a stop or two that makes a difference in the game. And if you look at the way Illinois has played, they are primed to play, be ready for tournament play with Io's capability of being the closer down the end and their defensive stops. You know, you look at what they did to Ohio State the last 3 minutes and 43 seconds in terms of putting that fantastic offense. It looked like it hit a brick wall. And then, of course, you have down at the other end of the court, Illinois executing their offense and scoring. So I think they're in a really good place, but certainly Illinois fans, particularly ones, you know, of my age group who've been around for a little while, you know, there's always the specter of Austin Peay, you know, out there, and some of the things that have happened in the past. You know, you go back even to you know, the game in Kentucky during the tournament. So there's a lot of those stories, a missed block out, you know, in 1989. So Illinois fans are obviously nervous, but this team has really played well, and I have to compliment staff on really preparing this team and getting them to peak at the right time.
You know, I'm a friend of Tony Weisinger's, and if you ever want to hear somebody talk for 30 minutes without stopping, just say Austin Peay.
Yeah, I mean, I still remember as a high schooler, you know, that particular game, and that was a game that was physically painful when we lost that. And then I go back to when they lost to a team, you know, with Finnis Dembo. I mean, there was a lot of wacky moments that Illinois fans don't remember well. But I think this team certainly seems to be in the right place. You know, Curbelo is peaking right now, and maybe even Io's injury might be something that we look at in retrospect if the team does really well in the postseason. That might be one of the key moments that set them up for success because it forced Curbelo to come out and kind of take care of some of those mistakes that didn't make much sense and be careful with the ball, and he's been very successful at doing that.
Well, yeah, and on top of that, Mike, you know, it gave Io a couple of games to sort of physically recover and go into all of these postseason tournaments with a little bit more gas in the tank. Hey, we're talking to Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com. You hear his reports and his colleagues at IlliniGuys.com. You hear him every day here on WJBC between 3 and 3:30 with their Illini Minute. Let's just introduce everybody to IlliniGuys.com. What does it have to offer, Mike?
Well, what we are is we're kind of a one-stop shop for an Illini fan. We obviously cover football and basketball to the infinitely small details, but we cover all Illini sports. We have Brad Sturdy, who he gets mad at me because I call him next to Lauren Tate, the dean of Illinois sports coverage, but he's been covering the team since 2004, 2005, has almost infinite knowledge of what goes on behind the scenes, which is fantastic. So you can tune in to us, or you can come to our website. You'll get a lot of the information that you can't get anywhere else in terms of, you know, who we're recruiting, what's going on with the team, you know, injuries and all those type of stuff that a fan really wants to know. You hear it first with us. Additionally, you know, in this day of the modern internet, you know, people who are Illini fans, whether they live in Bloomington or they live in Chicago, halfway across the country or halfway across the world, we're an easy place that you can click into, catch up on everything. We have a boatload of fantastic podcasts where we get people to give you insight into what's going on, give you the Illini news. And then we have a lot of fantastic guests. You know, recently we had Lauren Tate come on. We also, you know, had Kenny Battle come back and talk about some of the 1989 memories. We've got a lot of things that are planned here in the future to keep things going. And of course, we will have really good up-to-the-minute recruiting information. And that's really the key here is there's two things that we want to have happen as an Illini fan. You want to see the Illini do well in the tournament, and you want to see them be able to cash in on their success this season to bring in the players that allow this success to continue. And right now they are basically in the hunt for a lot of players who will help this continue. We certainly have loved Io and what he's done for the team, and it's really critical to be able to find somebody to replace him. And that's what they're working on right now.
Well, we enjoy your reports. They're very informative. And IlliniGuys.com is where you can go bookmark that and learn about it. And it'll help you to follow the Illini even closer than you do now. Mike, it's been great having you on. We'll do it again.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
All right. Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com and the Illini Minute on WJBC.